Hello, and welcome to How Do You Feel? The show that is dedicated to your health and wellness and is currently sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. I'm your host, Lorraine King, and today I am visiting with Riley Greenwood, who is the owner-operator of Riley's Vegan Sweets and Eats. Riley is here today to talk about the benefits of eating vegan and about a very special upcoming event. Welcome, Riley.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. So first of all, as owner-operator, how did you get started in this?
Yes, I got started back in 2017. We began as a technology-free cupcake shop, and we were offering all of Sweet Cakes by Rachel's recipes at that time, and that's my mom. Into about 3 months into business, I had a customer come in and she had asked me if I had ever made any cakes or cookies without eggs or milk. And I was very intrigued by that because I had never seen my mom create anything without animal products before. So I was really curious about the process. And so I decided that I would have one or two options for her every week. It expanded to five or six options every week once those started selling out. Eventually, half of our bakery case was all dairy-free and eggless options, and I realized that I had pretty much created something that was worth navigating a little bit further. So I changed my business name from Riley's Cupcake and Coffee Lounge into Riley's Vegan Sweets and Eats by the end of 2018.
Okay, now, you know you have to go back and explain to the audience what vegan means.
Yes, and owning a vegan bakery is super important because there are, on average, about three eggs that goes into every cake. So by me creating vegan cakes, I am eliminating those three eggs out of every cake that is provided to my customers. So they have no eggs, there is no milk. I use oat milk as my milk base. Also, a lot of the cakes are just as light. They're not really as dense as some people would think just because it doesn't have those binders or like the eggs and the milk in it. Like, it's still a light fluffy cake. It's organic cane sugar instead of refined sugar, so there's no bleached flour, there's no white salt. I use pink Himalayan salt, organic cane sugar, so it's just a lot better for you. Even though you're eating sweets, it's in a better way to do it.
But you're using all these healthy ingredients, but what made you start looking into vegans? And I mean, like, what precipitated that? I mean, did you grow up eating vegan cakes, or did you just come up with that later on? Or
I have always been an animal lover to an extent where people, when I was a child, they always used to ask me, are you going to be a veterinarian when you grow up? And they always knew I was going to do something that was animal related.
Okay.
So before I actually started working for my mom full time, I was working at Peoria County Animal Protection Services. So I had found my way into working with the animals, but that wasn't where I was supposed to stay. But that was absolutely a part of my journey. And understanding the cruelty side of how animals can be treated, whether they're house pets or farm animals, there is no difference when you realize that that is a living being, that is someone's child. That's how I like to think about eggs. That's how I like to think about puppies. You know, baby chicks, if you think about them all the same as kittens, you know, no chicken is any different from a kitten. So if you put them in the same category together, it definitely helps you change your perspective on your reason why. But always being an animal lover, it just makes total sense for me to have jumped into my mom's business and found a way to still keep that same happiness of the celebration of a birthday and an anniversary and a wedding, but to completely take all the cruelty out of it and keep the comfort food in.
But still make it taste good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so did you have to do a lot of research before you came up with the magic formula?
Yes. Unfortunately, when I got started, there was no one else that was really promoting vegan or plant-based options within their business that I knew of. So there wasn't really anybody for me to kind of check in with
or ask for advice.
Yes, there was no mentor. So all I had was social media, and I spent endless days and endless hours just researching from different platforms, really trying to understand how food is medicine versus eating food for taste. I feel like within especially the Black culture, we have grown up with a lot of our foods are what we knew from what we had. But when you get into plant-based and veganism, you start to see food as medicine. So you start to see, oh, I need more water in my diet, so I'm going to eat more cucumbers this week. I need more water in my diet, so I'm going to eat more grapes this week. If you need more fiber, you start to eat more nuts. You add in more flax seeds. So once you see food differently and you see it as a way of healing yourself, it's so much easier and so much more fun, I think, to start making your plate.
Now, we've been talking how many minutes? And you're always already starting to transform my perspective.
Yeah.
It started when you said food is medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to elaborate on that, please?
Yes. I had been following Dr. Bobby Price. He has a book called Vegetation Over Medication. I really would have loved to have brought him to Peoria, and I still am absolutely going to try to do that. But he was one of the main people that I started learning about fasting, started better understanding which fruits, and kind of to get out of your typical strawberries, oranges, apples, you know, to get into more of those exotic fruits. He was an absolute amazing mentor, even though it was just through social media. But just to go back to something to kind of help to train your brain on those things is with using social media. Social media can hinder you or really, really help you. So you have to unfollow all of your favorite junk food pages. You have to unfollow Taco Bell. You have to unfollow McDonald's, because you need to train your feed to basically only show you what you're wanting to see for yourself in the future, not your old self. What you look at on your phone needs to show you who you're becoming. So if you want to learn about veganism, you need to follow as many vegan food pages as you can on Instagram, on Facebook, be a part of these groups. So that way you can kind of get your information in small doses, but you're kind of getting it from everywhere. And had I not done that, I don't think I would have gotten this far this fast.
Now, what did you say the name of the book is?
Vegetation Over Medication.
And one requires a prescription, and the other kind of requires a prescription, but not from a licensed doctor.
Exactly.
But they can turn to you.
Well, and that's what's so interesting about it is when I'm down here at the cupcake shop, I'm having just a regular day, you know, we're listening to our Motown music, and Anne walks in. I didn't know her at the time. And when we started having this conversation, she didn't come to me with veganism like, oh, I'm for the animals. You know, it's like, we can't hurt any of the animals. It was more so just a very gentle introduction. And a lot of times people think about veganism, they think about PETA, they think about the people who are, you know, on the streets, the activism, and, you know, the people who are really trying to make the impact. Mm-hmm. There are also a gentle group of people who are about the health, not so much about what's best for the animals. So there are people on two different sides, even though they are on the same side of the spectrum. So it is very important to kind of understand where you fit once you're ready to make that choice. Are you in it for the animals or are you in it for your health? Because it doesn't matter why. All that matters is that you're over here.
So you started reading, researching, and then at what point did you start experimenting with ingredients?
Yes. Well, the experimenting with the ingredients started about mid-2017 by the middle of 2018, I found myself cooking more meals for myself and my family, and it went beyond the sweets. So I was doing the sweets for my customers until they started teaching me even more about it, how much better they felt, how they had these phantom pains and illnesses that the doctor couldn't really diagnose for them, because whether it was the connection that they didn't have long enough, but they were learning how to heal themselves at home. And I was kind of experiencing my own discomfort, and I truly believe now that you never really know how much better you can feel until you get there. You never know that you feel bad until you feel better. So now that I feel better, I realize now, oh my goodness, how bad I felt. And for so long, and I let it go. I let that be my everyday. But after learning so much from reading and watching so many videos online, there are plenty of documentaries out there. But honestly, because my love for animals runs so deep, I didn't even need to watch them. It was a very easy choice for me to just say, I'm going to experiment today, because it's kind of like chemistry and magic. I feel like when you cook chicken and you cook you know, broccoli and your basic meals, it's kind of just habit. But when you're cooking a vegan meal, because you have to get so creative, it's like, man, I need all these spices. I need all these vegetables. It's fun. So I think that it really changes your perspective on why am I eating this? I'm not just eating this because it tastes good. I'm eating this because it's magical. You know, this took me some time. And it's like you appreciate your food so much more and you know what's in it.
Were you able to convert family members using your food? You know, when you talk about how it, you say, heal yourself at home, how it makes you feel better because it is better, instead of just preaching to them. And do you get the same kind of testimony from friends and family that you help convert?
I do. And what's amazing about it is that at the family dinners and the family holidays, they have always been so accepting of that, to where now we always have salads. We always have a fruit bowl. We're seeing so much more color on the table at our family events, instead of just those staple casseroles and those heavy portioned meals that we're all used to. We love those. They're comfort food, but there is absolutely a way for us to make those without the cruelty. So we can keep the comfort and take the cruelty out. And I tell them that all the time.
So we can have the best of both worlds, you're
absolutely
saying?
Absolutely.
And the color. Now, I have an idea, but I want to hear your opinion on this. Like, what is it that what is the magic that color adds to meals?
When I like to cook, I love to incorporate as many colorful foods as possible. And another thing is, when you're cooking your vegetables, if you cook them so much to where it's just completely soft, the color is gone.
And mushy.
And they're mushy, yes. You, at that point, after vegetables reach a certain heat temperature, you're basically cooking out all of your nutrients at that point. Some people don't really like raw vegetables. Some people prefer them to be more of like a stewed vegetable. But you have to know the balance on that. Again, it's like another spectrum to learn. What am I actually getting from the food at its different phases of life, whether it's a raw food, whether I'm steaming it, whether I'm frying it, or I'm cooking it till it's mushy. You have to understand, what are you getting from foods when you're eating at that level? And so that's where the balance comes in. So I can cook these veggies down and stew them, but I have to make sure that I'm getting in my fruits, or that I'm making sure that I'm intaking salads a few times a week. So not everything is on that super heavy, dense, you know, it's more of a balanced lifestyle.
So when individuals are cooking vegetables, is there like a certain point that you should stop cooking in order to retain the benefits? Because it sounds like many of us overcook. And I used to feel guilty, but not anymore. I remember in restaurants, sometimes I would get broccoli, which I love. Mm-hmm. And I would take my fork and I would show them. I said, look, this is like baby food. I can't eat this. Yeah. And I was just going because of the taste and the texture. I wasn't thinking about the nutrients. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that when they do that, they've cooked out the nutrients too.
Yep.
So I'm not really eating the healthy broccoli that I thought I was eating. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know it. But okay.
Yep. And that's where the importance of like learning about fasting, and then learning about the benefits of like raw foods. There are raw vegans out there that actually don't cook any of their food, so they eat everything to a raw state, and they just combined all of their ingredients and they create amazing plates of food. It's definitely not for everyone, but so is not cooking your broccoli until it's completely soft. So it's all about kind of learning your balance, and it's super important to get all of your kitchen equipment when you're learning the transition, because I needed a food processor. I needed a really, really great blender. You need really sharp knives. You know, once you have your kitchen prepared for you and you've got all of the things that you need, it makes creating these meals a lot simpler.
Okay. I know once I was at a food caterer, and when I went to get the vegetables, I remember saying to the person, I said, all these vegetables are cooked just right. I said, so many times, you know, you go and you get the vegetables and they're like overcooked. And the person said to me, you have to know when to stop cooking because the heat is going to continually keep it cooking. And a lot of people cook to that point when they don't know they can stop. And I remember having to tell my daughter, okay, you can turn off the skillet. You don't have to keep that on when you turn my scrambled egg over. You turn it off. So that kind of, so now I've learned something else. Mm-hmm. That's people cook out the nutrients. They're trying to eat healthy, mm-hmm. but they're cooking out nutrients. Now, the question, before I get to the other things you're engaged into, not just an entrepreneur, you know, as a health educator, but are you going to at some point put some of this in print?
I have considered that. I'm thinking more so what will be in print will be a very small cookbook. It'll be a cookbook, though, that helps more with the transition. So, for instance, when you want those staples at home and you're wanting the macaroni, I want to give you two different ways to go about it. If you want to make it from scratch, here are a couple recipes. If you don't want to make it from scratch, here are a couple recommended brands that you can also find at the store. I feel like there are not a lot of books or like how-to books that will not only tell you how to do it from scratch, but also tell you if you don't want to do that, this is where you can get it. And I think that that would be very important for the people who maybe just don't have the skills in the kitchen to make all of these things. They don't have all of those kitchen appliances. But it's great to get to that point or to learn to get to that point because it is very expensive to buy all of the processed foods at the store. It's just the same as buying anything else that's processed. So, of course, cooking at home from scratch is going to be the best on your pocket. It's going to be the best for your body.
Now, when you're cooking... If you're cooking and you got the right utensils, does it get easier once you practice it?
Absolutely.
And does it, because I'm thinking what you're saying, it sounds like it might take longer. Does it take longer?
It does, but it takes longer and tastes better. And I'm so glad that you said the word practice because I actually tell people all the time when they ask me, am I vegan? I get this question maybe 13 times a week.
A day, probably.
Yeah, right. I tell people I practice a vegan lifestyle. Very simple. I practice just like any other thing that you do in your life. You practice religion. You practice for sports. It is important to call it a practice because if it's practice, you never fail. You can only get better because with time, you're only learning more. And I feel like when people put themselves in these categories and in these boxes and they say, I'm vegetarian, I'm vegan, I just eat fish, I just do this, but then you change your mind, well, now that makes you feel some kind of way because now it's almost like you're not sticking to your word. But when it's a practice, it's not that you're going back on your word, you're just getting better every day.
Okay, more on that in a minute, but right now, if there are any listeners who just joined us, you're listening to How Do You Feel?, the show that is dedicated to your health and wellness and is sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. I've been talking with Riley Greenwood, who is the owner-operator of Riley's Vegan Sweets and Eats. And Riley has been sharing the benefits of eating vegan. She already got the name for her book, Food is Medicine, and Heal Yourself at Home. She doesn't have a book, but I'm trying to, like, encourage her to write one. So, can you expound a little bit, you know, on the benefits of practicing eating vegan? And aren't there some people who can't eat raw food?
There are. Of course, everybody's going to have a very unique genetic makeup. I've got a cousin that's got like 13 very strange allergies. So any family function, we're always like, okay, don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat this. But now we're getting better with incorporating different ingredients to where those cousins that have the allergies mm-hmm. are able to enjoy those items as mm-hmm. long as it's not seafood, of course, because that's one of their huge things. They never have to worry about that with me. But some of the benefits are weight loss without major exercise.
Oh, weight loss. That's
weight
good.
Weight loss. And the weight loss actually comes from the inflammation that's decreasing in the body because you're no longer eating high inflammatory foods.
Uninflamed.
Exactly. A lot of the times it's not that you're not as trapped in your body as what some people may feel. A lot of the times I think that's just... It's your body is swollen from what it's experiencing. And when it's uncomfortable or when it's going through discomfort, it's going to ripple into multiple different things. So after I had learned about Dr. Bobby Price, I had learned about face mapping. Face mapping is another thing that can kind of help you through your process of trying to heal yourself. It's not necessarily that you're going to get all of the answers at home, but if you could kind of have a general guide of knowing, okay, this is what's going on, you can start those steps to help yourself. Like, I diagnosed myself with a dairy and egg allergy by face mapping because I learned that your eyes and the different sections on your face all indicate different organs within your stomach. So if you have a lot of acne on your cheeks, you have a lot of acne on your chin, you're experiencing a lot of acne above your eyebrows, look at a face map because it's going to tell you what organs are being affected and why you're seeing acne in those particular places on your face. If it's not from the organs, guaranteed it's from an allergy. And your skin is a messenger. Your skin is your largest organ. So your eyes are sending you messages. Any dark spots in your eyes, super dark red veins, all of these are indicators from the body saying, hey, I need your help. I don't really like what you're doing. Can we not do that anymore? But if you don't know that, you just think that that's something that's unique about yourself. Oh, I've got this spot in my eye. Oh, you know, right. I've always been this big or I've always been this size. But you might not realize that there's something that you've had your entire life that's consistently kept you that way. And as soon as you let it go, it's gone.
So practicing a vegan diet will help with weight loss.
Yep.
It will reduce inflammation.
Yes. And my hair is growing like crazy.
Oh, so my it's going to improve hair growth?
Yes. My hair never really used to grow, but I have found that with, I don't consume sea moss as often as I would like to, but sea moss is also something that is very beneficial to learn about when you're on your journey because it just basically helps to recharge your battery without you having to do a lot.
Now, when you have events, do you have information sheets or cards there that people can pick up just to plant the idea, plant the seed?
I do not yet. And the only reason why I don't have that yet is because I have actually been working on a secondary business concept. So outside of baking for you, I basically want to teach you how to do what I did for myself. So instead of you having to deep dive into your phone and be one with Facebook for a year, like I did, looking at all these videos, I want to be that person to create that buddy system for you to help you with the transition, not only with providing you the information, but we're also going to go ahead and attack what you have at home in your kitchen. So when I leave you, you are only left with things that you should eat. And it's not just a conversation that was had. There was conversation and then action that happened right after that. Because I think that's so important. You can be motivated by someone and then not necessarily take those steps with what they got you motivated on. Mm-hmm. But I think if they get you motivated in the moment and then they take that next step with you, now you're already running. So it's like, so now if I have a buddy system, now I'm going to be even more excited to just check in on my buddies. All right, are you guys still doing this? What are you guys cooking today? So I'm not going to release the name just yet, but I'm hoping that by the time that the expo comes on July 29th, that I can announce what my next business model will be. And it will be more of a hands-on experience where people don't feel like they're in the transition into this lifestyle by themselves.
Okay, she just said it. There's an expo on July 29th. So tell us about this event that's coming up. The name of it, what it's about,
yes.
Benefits, just give us everything.
Yes. My mom and I have been traveling to bakery expos for the last couple years now. We've gone to Atlantic City. We've gone to Las Vegas. And it is so much fun to attend these expos to just get introduced to new products. You get introduced to new companies, things that you've never seen before. And you also get so much information. You meet people from all around the world. So we talked about it, my mom and I talked, and we decided, well, why not have one in Peoria? Chicago has a huge vegan event. They have a huge vegan culture, but Peoria doesn't. So why not bring that out-of-town experience and have it be right here at home? And one of the most important things for me was to have it in a location that was, no matter the weather, everybody's comfortable. So okay. We decided to have it at the Peoria Civic Center downtown. The second biggest thing for me was to have the event be free entry to the public. a lot of people think that eating healthy is expensive. A lot of people think that veganism is expensive. I'm here to show you that it's not. And I want you to get that information for free by joining us and bringing your whole family, bringing in all your curious friends, bringing in the non-believers that think that vegan food doesn't exist, and just see what we have. Like, come and just experience what we've got going on for the day. We're going to have a full corner for the kids. So we're going to have a big slide. We've got some bikes for the kids to ride. We're going to have some face painting. So what I want to incorporate is plant-based and it's fun. Plant-based and it was a free event. Plant-based and I got to do that with my whole family. You know, not just, oh yeah, it was a vegan event and I had to end up going by myself because, you know, I didn't really have too many people that were interested. No, we've got the music, we've got food, we've got vendors, we've got a lot going on, and everything that's going to be sold in the room is going to fall under the category of being plant-based or vegan, made without cruelty completely. That's what makes this event unique. It's not just vendors that can have just any kind of product. It's a very unique group of individuals, and we're hoping that every year this can just get bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's why we're hosting it at the Civic Center. They're willing to open up as many of those doors as possible to create the biggest expo that we can have here in the city.
Now, this sounds very exciting, but you also said a very key word. You said kids.
Yes.
I was with a friend last week, and I said to my friend, I said, when the friend had a child that was small, and I was at an event they were having, and it was all kind of hors d'oeuvres, and I remember there were pastries and cookies, and the child went, and I said, oh, is it okay? Because I would never give any child anything without getting permission from their parent. I said, is it okay to give? And the parent said, no, you know, the child doesn't eat any sweets. And so then I asked the parent last week, I said, does your child eat sweets now? And they said, yes, you know, we broke down. We wish we hadn't done it the way we did it. But that's what happens, the things that parents give kids, because my granddaughter and her husband tell me, oh, she tends to only like things that are high carb. I said, excuse me? I said, how does she get those things? Mm-hmm. You must be buying them for her. You must be giving them to her. So talk to parents about training their kids to eat healthier, yes, even if they're not eating vegan.
Right. And that's the fun part about veganism, is knowing that everything is made from scratch. So you can really manipulate and change the flavors however you want. For example, I've got a really good friend, Chloe. She doesn't really like ranch. She's a super young lady, but you know, that's okay for her. So she doesn't really prefer to have like the raw vegetables with like the veggie mm-hmm. dip or something mm-hmm. like that. So I talked to her about it because her mom, you know, is trying to be more mindful about what they intake. And so I told her, I said, well, how about, you know, me and Chloe, we just make our own dip. Let's make one that she likes. Let's incorporate something to the flavor profile that she is excited about.
Yes.
Because if she makes it and she knows how to do that now, just think about how many other sauces she could make for herself as she's growing up. And then she's not buying any salad dressings from the store because Chloe's bringing her own. So I think that with this next phase of business that I'm trying to get into, I've actually been in the bakery world now for about 13 years.
Wow.
But I've only been operating in business for 6.5 years. So okay. I've been doing this for a lot longer than other people knew because I was baking all of the cakes for Sweet Cakes by Rachel. So,
okay.
So my experience runs deep, and that's why I want to, instead of continuing to provide people with the baked goods, and I had considered the restaurant avenue for a while, but I truly believe that the universe gives you exactly what you need, and I don't believe that anything is taken without something else being given. And so I've had some opportunities that just didn't seem to work out for me. And then after COVID, we closed the bakery down, so we weren't open every day. So I'm trying to navigate and to see where do I fit in and where am I most needed? Because I just want to be where I'm most needed.
Yes, you're right about the homemade sauce. I took a class at Bradley. It was actually for physicians, and so I paid the money and went. And we had to make our own salad dressing there, and it was so good. And there's a restaurant in town that has homemade salad dressing. It is so good. So you're right about that. But we want to get back to you and your event. So this event, you're going to introduce to some people.
Yes.
And then there are others, you know, that no introduction is needed. But you're going to be sharing with everybody the advantages of eating plant-based food. and the benefits that can be derived from eating plant-based foods, and show them that plant-based foods can be just as tasty mm-hmm. and just as comforting and affordable?
Yes.
Okay.
And affordable. Yes. And affordable. And I think that that is, it's very, very important, because if you realize that, that it's not as expensive as you thought, and it's actually really going to help you more than what you thought, why not? And that's how I got into it in the beginning. It was just kind of, well, why not? And then it just, it took me so much farther than I ever thought that it would have taken me. So, but we're going to be at the Civic Center from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on July 29th. Again, the expo is free entry to the public. So we just want you to bring your family, come out, just shop. We're going to have, the event is sponsored by Illinois American Water.
Oh,
we've got
okay.
CEFQ and Jard Ann. They were huge pillars to making this event happen. Very, very excited that they believed in the vision as much as I did, and that they helped to get it together.
Now, is the Civic Center going to have free parking for us?
You know, I will find out about that.
Because I'm definitely going to be there, because I'm getting excited now.
Yes.
You got me excited at the very beginning with
yeah.
food as medicine. And I'm a person that always tries to minimize the amount of medicine I take
mm-hmm.
because I'm older. They're always trying to push medicine on me.
Absolutely.
And I'm always pushing back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, bring a list of all your medications. And I'm like, well, I only do this many. So
yeah. yep.
So I'm really excited about this. And so I hope that other people are excited about it. There's going to be, it's a family affair.
It is.
You can bring all your kids. So there's going to be healthy snacks for the kids?
We will have food vendors. We're going to have Mad Max Coffee is going to be there with us. We're going to have I Sincerely Wish candles. She's got all vegan candles. So, like, if you want to buy a gift, if you want to get some lunch, if you want to listen to some music, if you want to just bring your kids out to just, you get your educational part, let them go down the slide a few times and,
mm-hmm.
you know, do a little shopping and just kind of hang out for a while. I really just want to create a network in a community of people. I want you to see people that you've seen at the grocery store and say, hey, I didn't know you were vegan. Because it really does create like a, oh, okay.
Okay.
You know, it's like a comfort when you see
and a
people
support
out.
And, group.
Oh, it absolutely does. That's your buddy system, because not everybody gets it. Not everybody is going to encourage it. Some people are even going to make fun of it. But you have to just stay true in what you're doing. I've actually even had a customer come up to my table. It was at the very beginning of an event one time. And he said, vegan sweets don't exist. He said, that's not even a real thing. And I'll never forget that, because it was the very beginning of the event. And so I had to, you know, convince him. I'm like, no, they're great. And I mean, he just downed me, just totally negative. And I told him, I said, well, the only way that you will be able to change your mind is if you try it. Anything on the table, I said, you just give it a try. I said, I'll even let you have something for free,
and
just so that you could try it.
And Snooks gave it a try.
Well, Hy-Vee is where Hy-Vee is where my products can be found.
Mm-hmm.
Every week I do a fresh delivery to Hy-Vee, but yes, I have actually been contacted by a couple different grocery stores to carry my products. I would have been in 8 different Hy-Vee stores had I been able to take on all of my wholesale accounts.
That's a lot to take on by yourself.
It would have been a lot, but it's amazing though to see the demand. That even though I transitioned from, you know, a recipe that people had known and loved forever,
mm-hmm.
and I was able to recreate something new that people love just as much.
Okay. Well, Riley, we're out of time, but we're not out of opportunities. So we want everybody to come to the Peoria Civic Center Exhibit Hall B on Saturday, July 29th. Starts at 11 a.m. and goes till 6, so you've got that whole range of hours. Bring your kids. It's a family affair. Everyone can be comfortable. Are you going to have like evaluation forms?
Well, we will have Oak Street Health.
Okay.
So if anybody's looking to talk to any doctors, we will have some people in the house that are the right people for you to talk to.
Okay. And they would affirm what you're going to be telling them and what you're cooking for them.
Yes.
And people will be able to taste things for the
yes.
first time.
Yep.
And get hooked. Or people will be just sucked in like me, you know. Because to help heal myself at home, I'm always trying to avoid these doctor prescriptions. So you're saying, and it can save us and save our bodies and save money.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it.
Yes.
It's a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
So Riley Greenwood, owner-operator of Riley's Vegan Sweets and Eats, come to the Peoria Plant-Based Expo. Chicago has nothing on us now. Sweets and Eats. And we're hoping that this will become an annual event. and that you will do your part to make it so. All right. Did you have any parting words?
Nope. That is all I got.
Now, they don't need to call you. They just need to show up. So I don't need to give them a phone number or anything, right?
Nope. It's free entry to the public. So they just walk straight into the Civic Center and they will have some nice signage letting you know where we are. And just come right on in.
So right now you can go to Hy-Vee's and if you want to try some stuff in advance and ask questions about that.
Yep. Actually, in Hy-Vee, my display is in the health market. It's near the front of the store and there are flyers on the shelf near my suite. So you can pick up a flyer and you'll have all the information for the expo.
Okay, one last important question. Do the kids like the vegan cupcakes as much as they do regular cupcakes?
They do. The kids, I have gotten some of the biggest smiles from the kids, and the kids are truly my why. I wanted these younger kids that have never had like a real birthday cake since they've got these egg allergies or these dairy allergies. Now they get the cool Sonic cake. They get the Power Rangers cake. You know, they get that unique experience that we all get to have without having those same allergies. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm excited. I hope you're excited. Hope the listening audience is excited. I want to thank Riley so much for being here on How Do You Feel, the show dedicated to your health and wellness, and is sponsored by Peoria City County Health Department. This show airs at 11 a.m. on Saturday, repeats at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday, and if you miss the broadcast, you may go to WPNV.org website. Look for the podcast page and then look for How Do You Feel. You've been listening to 106.3 on the FM dial WPNV. And I want to the radio audience, thank you so much for listening. And we will be looking forward to have Riley come back. And when she comes back, she's going to tell us how the fair went and how it's going to be just an annual event, just like all the other things that we have annually in Peoria. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now is always the right time with the song.